Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow you're buried in a casket.
wake up and live. Welcome to
another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time, where we bring you news and news and information that's well gathered from around these United States and sometimes even across our borders. We'll reach into our neighboring countries and find some topic and or guest that will enlighten you and hopefully inspire you and encourage you and empower you and, well, ultimately instill you to make a difference and take some action to be a better person. And so we at Progressive News Weekly bring you that news and information that you can use simply because of you. And so without you, we would not be here. It's my pleasure, and by the way, my name is Daryl Clark, and I am your host again on this Thursday chilly evening on the East Coast, and perhaps where you are too, as a significant portion of the United States is under a deep winter freeze due to the polar vortex, as they're calling it. So I'm hoping that you and yours are warm and well. This evening, we have a very special guest, and it's always a pleasure for me to have this particular guest because he's someone that I respect and I care about, and well, he's somewhat of a mentor for me as well as a colleague to some extent, but he's truly, truly a gifted individual and a benevolent individual in what he does. And if you're on our mail list, you know who I'm referring to. And if you're not, get on the mail list. Simply send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8, at MSN.com. And I'll be sure to get you added to the mail list. So enough of the carrot being out there. I am referring to the one and only Dr. Glenn Mendoza, respectfully referred to as Master Glenn. And for my regular listeners, and I see you're out there, well, you know his accolades. Master Glenn is an MD, medical doctor. He's a pranic healer, one of only a few in the world. He's an author, meditation expert, astrology specialist, and I can go on and on. But from my perspective, one of the main things that he is he's a lover of mankind. And from what I've seen, his mission is to make a difference. And I believe he's certainly doing that. So this evening, Master Glenn will be joining us in just a matter of seconds. And his time is limited. So we're going to talk about a specific number of things. We'll touch upon, I know you're all hoping that he'll touch upon the astrological sign that's current, which is Aquarius, even though our full moon has passed within the last week or so. We may have a little brief discussion about that and some of the attributes of Aquarius. We may touch upon the benefits of the energies of the full moon and talk a little bit about energy briefly. But what I really want to do, and something we don't do enough of when Master Glenn is with us, Dr. Mendoza has a book, Better Person Mindset, Be the Best You Can Be. And I know a number of our listening audience have the book and have let me know that they really enjoy the book. Be the Best You Can Be, 9 Things to Think and Act. And he also has another book that's in the wings to be coming out soon, and maybe we can get some insight on where that stands. But as we go into this new year, and we're still relatively speaking in the beginning of this new year, I'd like to hope that we can spend a significant amount of time just talking about better person mindset and just how we can utilize that. And hopefully you can get some insight. And if you don't have the book, go out, get the book. And having talked with the author or had some discussion with the author through this interview, be more enlightened and therefore be able to get more out of the book. We may be able to take a question, time permitting. So without further ado, I bring to the airways Dr. Glenn Mendoza, a.k.a. Master Glenn. I believe he is in virtual studio. He should be on mic now. Master Glenn, are you there?
Hey, Daryl, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, fine, loud and clear. Yes, you're coming in clear.
Hey, welcome. Welcome. We're on. Not. I don't think it's chilly here in the East Coast. It's freezing. 17 degrees here in New Jersey, and that's about for those on centigrade. That's really on the really big time minus. Well,
yes.
All things considered, I'd rather be in New Jersey than in the Midwest, where they're having up to minus 20, minus 15, although I think it's warming up now. But,
yes,
anyway,
it's so true.
I mentioned that because if you know the Game of Thrones, one of their memes is winter is coming. So you could use that meme, wherein winter is coming, wherein if you prepare yourself for winter, the spring and summer will be easy, but you have to wear down on the downside or the difficult side of winter. And once you've done that, you will spring get up on whatever things that you have. It could be on a personal level. It could be on a physical level, like health. It could be on an emotional level, wherein you have a broken relationship. Winter is coming. I'll unstuck myself with this relationship, then move on, then everything will be fine. So the main winter is coming is a propos for things better to come, not bleak. Not depressing, but good things. That's all.
Hmm. Sort of a metaphoric perspective with the statement. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. So that means in the Game of Thrones, they're expecting a very difficult winter. They cannot suspend anything, but they just have to face it. So the difficult parts of our lives, which is winter, an allegory or a metaphor for difficult things, you just have to face it bravely or take advantage of opportunities of things that are unexpected, and just move on, then things will be better. So I think that's probably, I'm just adding it to where you started out, that it's very cold here on the Midwest and the East part of the United States.
Well, I think that's an excellent segue into the discussion of the book, Better Person Mindset. But before we do that, can we briefly, normally when you're joining us, it's typically just before or on a full moon. Although that has passed, I know our listeners get a thrill and insight and enlightenment when you're able to share with us some aspects of that particular astrological energy. This being Aquarius, as I believe, and those attributes of the Aquarian. In fact, the bumper tune had some significance with that. That was Bob Marley, for those of the listeners who didn't know, his tune, Wake Up and Live. And so that wake up, I thought apropos having Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza with us in terms of enlightenment. Becoming enlightened enables us to live and have a better life and be a better person. So I know the knowledge that you've shared in your book will hopefully enlighten those who read that. So the goal is to hopefully do that this evening. But I wanted to to start with that sun sign of Aquarius, and Bob Marley happened to have been an Aquarian, in fact. So there's some link there with our bumper tune in more ways than one. So can you give us a little insight about that? We are in that sign of Aquarian. We're under that full moon of Aquarius. Am I correct,
yes,
Pastor Glenn?
Yes. That means from January 20th to February 18th, if I remember, February 18th,
Hello? We have a loss in connection. Let me check with our engineer here and see what's going on. Okay. It's what you have to love about live radio. We did have a temporary disconnect. Let's go for it again and see if we can pick up with Master Glenn. So I didn't know he was traveling. So let's see if we can get our engineer to reconnect us with Master Glenn on the line here. Let's see if we can get him reconnected. So let's see what we have here. Do we have Master Glenn back? Master Glenn?
Yeah, I apologize. He got disconnected.
That's
can
okay.
You hear me?
No problem.
Okay.
No, we can hear you fine.
Okay.
That's the beauty of live radio. So what were you saying?
I know. Aquarius is from, I think this year it will be from January 20th to February 18th. I think it's we're working on a calendar which changed one or two days at some point. But anyway, the qualities of Aquarius are basically, it's a free thinker. It's a mental sign. So those of your listeners who are Aquarius, number one, a couple of things that they have a common quality is, number one, they're thinker. They have a propensity for humanitarian. They wanted to help. They have a kind heart. Although it's a thinker, they have that wisdom of the heart to help other people. They have some originality also, and they are progressive in their thinking. So that's why when we say Aquarian age, these are people who are progressive thinker. So those are the qualities that by and large will be attributed to the Aquarius. And you mentioned something about looking forward to 2019. So sometimes we could use this to plan out with the Aquarian qualities. You could plan out what all of us have for 2019. Setting our goals. Number one, let's review. You know, it's already close to February. We're almost the end of start of February, but we could still do the things that we have not done for the year. So, you know, finish it off, things that you are putting off, that we have a tendency to put off the major things or the most painful things. So we put it off not knowing that we'll have to face them anyway. So we put them off in 2018. Hey, it's January. Winter is coming. I'll face them, and let's move on with your life. So that's one thing. Reviewing the year and finishing up the things we have not done. Then we have to set the goals for 2019. What do we need to do I call it the spokes of life, or everybody calls it the spokes of life. We have 7 or 8 or 9 spokes that are on our life wheel, and one of them could be physical, about our health. What are our goals for 2019 on a health-wise? Exercise, eat better, diet, lose weight. Everybody should set their goals and land and buy it using the Aquarian qualities of originality or moving yourself forward. Number two, an emotional level. What are you going to do? Nurture your loved ones, build a family, have time for your children, have time with your loved ones. These are things that people have to have a goal. Then mental also. What are the mental plans, goals that we have to improve ourselves mentally? Our mental gymnastics, our mental exercises. What do we have to do? Keep our mind sharp. Keep our memories make sure our memories are good. Try to overcome those senior moments. For those who have that, okay, recognize it, do something about it. Then do something on a spiritual level. Everything is done if it's guided by the divine or a greater spiritual authority. You could call it God, you could call it Allah, or we could call it by whatever name, but as long as it's spiritual, this spiritual divine energies guide us in our lives, more likely they will be successful. And there are other spokes of our lives that we need to do, like personal development. What do I have to learn? What do I have to study? What do I have to improve? Shall I learn a language? Shall I do something else? Play the guitar, play the piano, or other things that we need to do to personally involve ourselves. Even though you're good at it, you're very good in public speaking, Daryl. You could really capture your audience. How can I improve better? You know, that kind of thing. The same with me. I'm not good so much in public speaking, but maybe I need to improve. There's always a room for improvement. And other things, I added, make sure that for 2019 you have the recognize the happiness to be in your life. So if you're not happy, you're entitled to be happy. Find things that makes you happy. Find that inner happiness rather than outer happiness. Rather than the most expensive iPhone, you don't need an expensive iPhone. You just find the happiness within yourself that's good enough. Then do some gratitude. Let's all be grateful for, we're all grateful for something. Some people are not grateful for simple things like their lungs or their heart or their mind or their eyes or the winter. You know, there are always something positive in anything. And lastly, sprinkle yourself with spirituality. So those are the five things on the energy of Aquarius, which I started to stimulate the people as they start their 2019. Number one, a year in review and complete the things you have put off. Number two, set your goals on the spokes of life. Number three, make sure that the ingredient of happiness is there. Number four, don't forget to be grateful. Develop the gratitude. You could do a gratitude meditation for a couple of minutes every day. And last one is sprinkle your life with spirituality. So that's basically what I think of using the Aquarius qualities as we moved on for 2019. So I hope I got that with one bullet on the two questions that you have.
That was actually excellent. And something that we like to do, which is to give the listeners something that they can walk away with, not just from an earshot, but from an action point, an action perspective that they can utilize and engage in. And that, the way you depicted that, was just simply excellent. No question about that. Let me ask a question. We're about a little over a week from the full moon, which I believe was the 21st. So, yeah. With that said, I know that there's a few days after the full moon, there's still energies resident of those energies. When do those energies begin to, you know, to just dissipate, and you're at the point of waiting for the next energies to unfold for the next cycle?
Actually, very good question. Ancient wisdom have taught us that there's a one time that you have a full moon. So the full moon was, I believe, was on the 21st, yeah, January 21st. Some of the observation of people who are very smart, knowledgeable, they noted that you have 5 days to think of on the full moon, 2 days before and 2 days after. Those are the areas of full moon. So you could actually do the full moon meditation within those 5 days, 2 days before the day of the full moon and 2 days after. The 2 days before, you build up the energy, and 2 days after, you distribute the energy. That means you spread it out. You think of how this tremendous amount of energy during the full moon could be distributed or dissipated into different areas. Your question again, when does it go? As we see, once you have a full moon, there'll be the waning of the moon. The waning of the moon is not good because, like anything else, like from autumn and winter, everything is in cycles. It will start to really come down. Then, the interesting part you mentioned, what the next cycle? The next cycle is actually the new moon. Some people, the new moon is basically a part of a, just to give you an idea, it's part of the cycle wherein you could start a new project. So people sometimes are doing new moon meditation for projects to start, things to think of, looking forward. So there are some new moon energies that people can harness. So life is made up of in cycles and eras and yugas. And what happened? We inhale, we exhale. We sunrise, sunset, full moon, new moon. So this auspicious times, people should time it. Now that you mentioned the book, we mentioned about cycles, eras, and yugas, the law of cycles. Like in the olden times, the farmers knew that winter is coming, so they save food for the terrible winter, so they will survive. So they are actually in tune with the cycles of life. So same thing also with the cycles in the full moon and the new moon. Waning part is not a good... where do we use this? Maybe in more practical ways. Number one, if you're going to move to a new house, you better off do it on a full moon while the moon is becoming towards the full moon, 1 or 2 days before the full moon. You don't want it in the waning, so you don't want to go move into a house or into a contract or work into a work during the full moon. Some people are observing this. Some people will do the new moon also. They could get married in the new moon because it's a new start, but not in the waning part. You understand? So people are aware of it. It might start, I know for some people, it might sound too new agey or airy-fairy type of thing, but hey, listen, if you have the energy, the Chinese, number one, you have good luck. You have good luck behind you, but if you have the auspicious energy behind you, it's better. But if you don't have a good luck and you don't have the energy behind it, then it's not going to materialize. So what I'm pointing out was that, hey, listen, your life might not be auspicious or not so positive. Hey, maybe I could write on the positive energy of the moon. might be better. Does it make sense?
Yes, it makes lots of sense. Now, the question I have, you mentioned a new moon. Now, a new moon is not one that we typically see, right? A full moon is visible. So a
yes,
new moon, you'd have to
yes.
calendar to determine that.
Yeah, it's usually around 14 days after. Guess what? It's in February 4. You mentioned about the week and a half already, so February 4 is the new moon. For those who are astrologers, there is just a little confusion because actually, in reality, on astrological language, we are on the new moon of Aquarius. So it's actually a new moon of Aquarius. But remember when I mentioned it's a full moon, the energy we gathered falls into the sign of Aquarius. A little more complicated, but if you understand the application, it will be easy. Like your Cancer, Daryl, during the time of your birth month or even overlapping between June and July or May and June, you realize was that there is a energy here during my birth sign, and that energy is what I want to harness. It's like a description because astrologers were different from astronomers, and there is a confusion that people will say that the astronomers don't know what they're trying to do, or vice versa, astrologers.
So there's an energy to be utilized between full moons, which is the new moon.
Yes. Yeah. No. A full moon is a one cycle. Remember, your moon, that the moon waxes and wanes. The moon waxes and wanes. So what happened was that when it waxes, or it builds up into the full moon, and when it wanes, it builds up into the new moon. Then once it's new moon, then you're ready to wax again. They call it waxing and wax and wane. Does it make sense?
Yeah, I understand now. But the waxing is the approaching of towards a full moon, for example.
No. Waxing is away from the full moon. After the full moon, you see the moon is basically so bright. Then all of a sudden, when it waxes, it becomes darker.
Okay, so after the full moon, it begins to wax.
Yes, yes. Then after the full moon, new moon, it starts to wait. You're right. Hold on. Full moon, it waxes. Towards the full moon, it waxes. After the full moon, it wanes.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about? Yes.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Okay. So after the full moon, it does wane, and it waxes prior to the full moon.
Yes. So,
right.
So for the audience, for your listeners, that means the full moon is when the full moon, that you could see the moon in its brightest, then it starts to wane. So you could see it starts to become a quarter moon, then it starts to disappear, which is the new moon, then it's another cycle.
Okay. So after the full moon wanes, it's waned out to where we don't see a moon. That means you're approaching a new moon.
Yes.
And in that time period, is there, I believe I heard you say, is there a renewed energy around a new moon, even though you cannot see it?
Yes, after the new moon, you'll have a building up of the energy, towards the full moon. Not a lot of people not a lot of people are aware of it because you see, people see the full moon, so they think, remember you mentioned this also, during the full moon, we're not meditating on the moon. The moon just happened to be there. We are meditating on the, what energy? Is it the moon or the sun?
It's the sun.
Yes. So the energy of the sun is very strong during the full moon. So the moon has really nothing to do with it. It just happened to be a point wherein we looked at that. So, example, you need some thinking for it. Like when we inhale, okay, this is the cycle. When you inhale and exhale, are you me?
Yes.
Energetically, when you we think that we have a lot of energy when we inhale. So fine, when we inhale, we're oxygenating blood and all that. But when we exhale, we exhale those carbon dioxide. But what happened after the exhalation, there is a tremendous amount of energy that builds up for us to inhale. So just before we inhale, there's a tremendous amount of energy coming or generated. So that
wow.
is that energy. Yeah, that is. So that's why if you look at it, for you see, the Chinese have spoken about this for a long period of time, wherein spirituality is, and vitality is related to actually the breath. So what happened, the Chinese are so smart, that means that if one inhales, it's fine, you exhale. But at the gap, remember, at the gap before we inhale again, that's a point wherein there's a tremendous amount of energy that is generated.
Wow, and that energy is similar to that new moon energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That gap, yeah, that, you see, the Tao, you know, the Tao, T as in Tom, A-O, or they pronounce it Tao, D as in David, A-O. This is a philosophy, but actually we were in South Korea and Taiwan the past couple of weeks, and this Tao is very, very, it's a religion. They combine it with their Buddhism. It's actually considered a religion. And my understanding of the Tao was that they watch nature. They watch nature. They watch the principle of nature and actually adapt it into solve the problems we face, particularly on our physical and our health. So what happened was that, yes?
So this Dao is D-A-O, is that it?
Yep.
D as in yeah, day,
D-A-O,
A as in...
Or Tao, whatever you pronounce it. In China, they pronounce it Dao, but in the Western, they pronounce it as Tao. T as in Tom, A-O, both are the same. They watch nature. Like exactly what we are talking about. They see where the energy is during the cycles of life and time it.
And Tao, is that a form of religion? Is Tao?
It's a philosophy, but for the first time I found out that some people like I think in Taiwan, 60% of them have combined Buddhism with Tao, with the Tao. Or some of them are 30% Tao only. Interesting. I thought it was not a religion. I knew it was a belief system, but I didn't know that people consider it as a as a religion per se, although it's a belief system all throughout their life, because they you know. So we adapted the energy of the full moon in basically in nature. So basically people have observed that.
So tying that back to the Tao, they incorporate that as part of the study of nature and the universe, the energy
of
the moon. Celestial.
Yeah, I mentioned to you we were in South Korea, and the there was a dynasty for 500 years in South Korea wherein they have a king. We get to learn about the history also of the country. And during those times, the king on his background always has this painting. What is the painting about? Because he's a king, they want longevity. So they made sure the king has a long life. So they have applying the principles of Tao, they wanted the king to have a long life. So they paint nature how the king will have a long life. Number one, he goes into the energy of waterfalls, the energy of the bamboo or the energy of a pine tree. He's just, the king is just surrounded with those kinds of energy. These are the elixir of life that they are using for the king. So they have a long life for their kings, based on the philosophy of Tao.
Wow. So there's a whole study, Eastern study, around, these universal energies associated with nature itself.
Yes. So, by and large, we're talking about the full moon. We're talking, but some of them are all related. The heart, you see, the heart contracts and relaxes. Imagine a person that the heart's just contracting. That's why, you know, it has to relax to complete the cycle. So the cycle is important. Look, we inhale, we exhale, we eat, we poo-poo. Imagine if we just intake, and nothing comes out. So that's not a good cycle.
So that's that balance of life, like the yin and yang of life that we're referring to.
That's the duality of what they have. So it's a really deep philosophy. Even interestingly enough, even the Eastern medicine. You see, for your listeners, I've been trained as a Western medicine. I have the Western kind of teach. A philosophy. If something is wrong with your liver, okay, let's diagnose what the liver problem is. Okay, give some laboratory test and give the proper medication or intervention or treatment for that liver problem. The Eastern medicine, in some ways, I said completely opposite. Remember, you mentioned about the yin and yang, the cycles or duality of life. So a person with liver problem, so that means that liver, you have a liver problem, so your liver is working hard or in hyper energy or hyper kinetic work. And what happened was that's the yang part. Say the yin part of the liver is the kidney. So your kidney, since you have a strong liver, your kidney is very weak. They have to balance. So instead of just decreasing the energy of the liver, they increase the energy of the kidneys, so they will be in balance. Really completely different from what we've been taught or we did not incorporate in Western medicine. Does it make sense? So life is yin and yang. Yeah, but my feeling, a good example is that for your audience on a practical basis, you got sick, or somebody, example, you broke a bone. So the Eastern type of medicine, okay, forget your hat about, oh, you had an accident, you slip in the ice, you broke your bone, whatever. Forget about that. The Eastern medicine will ask, why did you get sick? Why did you break your bone? Or something like that. I'm just giving a hypothetical. And the answer, if you look at it, I said, hey, the body needs to rest. The body is telling you you have to rest. Away from our medical, really different philosophy. Why is your throat? Why do you have a throat problem? Because you may have to control what you're saying. You may have to watch. You have a throat problem because you keep it to yourself and don't express it. Or on another way, you express it so much that it's becoming overworked. Really, I'm giving this as a snippet of some of the things we don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know. And what
a
happened was that, different perspective.
It doesn't make it incorrect because it's different.
Yes. So the beauty of that was that once we are just aware that there is something, I'm open to it. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? You see divisiveness, talking about divisiveness, people will divide because they don't know. If we know, we said, okay, I know. I don't like your behavior because you're this, whatever it is. It could be your belief. It could be your religion. It could be your race. It could be the color of your skin. Whatever it is, because I don't know. If I know it, then I would put myself in your position. Then I would understand. It's something. It's a belief system that once you incorporate it in your life, it says, I do understand. That's why sometimes for me, look, if there's a person it has a problem, it said, then I sort of, in even imaginary, if I put myself into this person, like there was an argument. We were in the airport late last night around 12:30 and shouting literally at Newark Airport. They were shouting at each other. I don't even know what the argument was, but somebody said that it's something to do with the toilet, wants to use the toilet. The other one says we're cleaning it. I don't even know the details. Then I asked my wife, I said, why they're arguing? Why they're shouting so loud? I said, according to Eastern religion, they're shouting because their hearts are so separated. If your heart energy is so separated, you have to shout for somebody to hear what you're saying. But if your heart is close and you have, if your heart is open and is close to that person, you realize was that, just example, if you're in love, you don't have to shout to say you're in love. You could whisper if you said, I'm in love. So that means you don't need the sound to do that. So I told her, I said, I read this wherein one master said that you shout because your heart energies are so wide apart, so you shout so you could be heard. Interesting. I'm throwing to you some of this small application or principles that, to me, wow, this is fantastic.
It leads me to think about. It leads me to think about, for example, pranic healing as an example. It's something different, and what I've found, read, and heard, that if something is different than what you're used to, you have an emotional reaction, whether it's humor, find it humor, you laugh at it, or you're afraid of it, or you become angry at it because it's different. But there's some emotion that is experienced when you find, or you're attracted to it. There's some emotion that you will experience when there's something different that you encounter. And so I guess it's a matter of what emotional reaction will a person take. And I guess too often those reactions are more closed than open. If it were more open, we might be a little bit more of an advanced and united society, for example. And I mentioned chronic healing because by some perspectives, you know, that's out of this world. That's senseless. What are you talking about to not have a traditional means of bringing about wellness and balance? That's senseless. Just like you're saying from a Eastern perspective of different components being linked. In my studies as a holistic naturopath, those things make nothing but sense. There's so many modalities. There's a tapping technique that I've utilized and truly I found helpful, where it's just a series of tapping on certain areas, temple, top of nose,
done,
back of wrist. And there's a sequence, and in that sequence, because of the way that the body responds, not just on a physical level, but on an emotional and spiritual level, you're open to energies that are available to you to attain one's true inner goals. Now, some people will look at that and hear that, and they'll say, oh, my goodness, you've got to be kidding me. And they may be closing themselves off to something perhaps that really, really could benefit them or a loved one. And so that's what I'm hearing you talk about right now. I guess you could say closed-mindedness. I mean, not to say that you should just go along with anything and everything that you see or hear, but to not look at something that might be of a real benevolent benefit could be detrimental to our society. What's your thought?
Yeah, this is what we call intelligent evaluation. Each one of us should be intelligent enough to evaluate it. Just because even the Lord Buddha said, do not believe anything unless you have experimented on it or in your own level of consciousness or reasoning makes sense. He said, do not believe in it because it came from a holy book. Do not believe in it because it was said so. Do not believe in it because it was believed for a period of time. Do not believe in it because a sage or a holy man said it. Only believe in it if you have experimented and your level of consciousness and reasoning makes it so. The Lord Buddha. I don't believe in it because it's a Bible. Just because it's a Bible, the Bible says this. No, evaluate it. Think it. Does it make sense? Is it the right thing? Is it good for all things? That kind of thing. So intelligent evaluation is important also. But we don't pull, I'll tell you something, a couple of things. When they said the world was flat, everybody believed it. I don't even know how many centuries they were saying that. That at one point in time, when they found out that the world was flat, a complete technology changed. So what is that technology? They said the way they made boats when the world was believed to be flat was different from the boats that they made when they found out that the world was not flat. And it changed. What we practice now is completely different of how they made the technology. So technology will adapt to what we think. So it's important to understand completely the whole picture. You know, I think we're really jumping deep into some areas, but the principles are the same. Intelligent evaluation. Oh, so that's the cycle of life. Ah, okay, so there's a cycle of the moon. Okay, let me test it. Okay, let me evaluate it. Let me apply it in my life. Let me graph it. Oh, okay, it makes sense. 50% of the time, it doesn't make sense. Oh, maybe I study it more, or maybe I pull back, or maybe I hold off, or something like that. Or some people say, oh, looks like this person, I don't know anything about the cycles of life. I don't know anything about the breath, but the person seems to know. Dr. Mendoza seems to know what he seemed to be convincing of what he's talking about. Okay, let me put it in what I call my file folder. You know, in your computer, you put it in a file folder to evaluate it, to prove it on later on. For now, I will accept it because a knowledgeable person, a convincing person, seemed to have said it. So I'll do it. I'll evaluate it. Then for now, I'll accept it, and I'll see later on. That's the only thing I could advise your listeners. You know, don't say evaluate it at some point in time.
I love that, intelligent evaluation. Don't just go for anything, but assess it. But give yourself a chance to assess it at least. And
yeah.
I guess the innate sense in us will discern the difference between that is...
The discernment is important. Yeah, discernment. Discernment is actually similar to intelligent evaluation. Discernment means that you evaluate it as it is. So you have... discernment is another word for intelligent evaluation. When you once experimented it, once evaluated it, once you process it, understood it, then you could act on it.
Wow. You know what? This has truly been an enlightenment conversation in a direction I didn't expect, but I certainly am glad that sometimes the impromptu is most beneficial. Because this has really been enlightening. I was looking to get more into the book. By the way, so we're gonna have to have you come back because I really want to
okay.
Of the book, A Better Person Mindset. Last year we were going through the book and we went through some of the chapters in the book, and I can't encourage the listeners enough to go. It's in Amazon. Better Person Mindset, the Best You Can Be, 9 Things to Think and Act. And I would just like to just do sort of like a book review at some point, if that's okay, Dr. Mendoza.
Sure.
And the listeners, if they like questions, they can call in and ask what you mean about any aspect of the book, because sometimes, and it's a simple read, but there might be something that someone just can't grasp. And I'd really like to do that at some point, not to just mimic Oprah, but I sort of like she'll occasionally do a book of the month or a book of the quarter or a book of the year and just kind of review it that she finds very interesting and helpful. And I would like to put you on the spot and ask if some point we could do that with Better Person
Yes.
Mindset.
Actually, I would appreciate that because I think when it had helped me, actually my nurse told me, he said, why don't you do a Better Person series? I said, oh, that would be perfect. I said, then when we asked the publisher, you cannot have it as a first book, as a better person, how to become a better person. I think that's how I wanted to make the book. How to make a better person, then he said, now you have to become a better parent, how to become a better teenager. Oh, that would have, it's like, that would be like the chicken, what's that, the chicken soup type of series?
Yes,
that's what
yes.
She was telling me about, but when we ask the publisher, you can't do that. If you do a better person mindset, now you can have a, you cannot have a volume. You can next to, you can say volume two, da da da. It was just the title itself. But to end it, I'll tell your listeners, like one of the, we did it, I mentioned it about gratitude. Okay, even for a minute or so, do a gratitude meditation. I'll just spend about 30 seconds. I said, okay, Lord God, I am so grateful and thankful of my senses. Then look at what you see. Your eyes are open. I said, I'm so grateful that I could see colors. I'm so grateful that I could see the sunset, the sunrise. I could see the face of my baby. I could see the face of my loved ones. I could see a beautiful car, whatever it is. God, I'm so grateful of my hearing. I could hear the whisper of love. I could hear the whisper of intimacy or the sound of music. I'm so happy that I could smell. I could smell the aroma of coffee, aroma of the smell of a perfume. Then I see the taste of food, the taste of kissing, and the feeling of my skin, hot, cold. That's it. See, in just 1 minute, you were able to have gratitude for the sight itself, for our senses alone. Then you could do that. You said, okay, I want to be grateful for my teacher. I want to be grateful to God. I want to be grateful for sunset, the blade of grass, the sound of a stream. That gratitude is actually one of segue to what they call the mindfulness meditation, just appreciation of what we have. People could start doing that, and then we review the book, but you could practice it every day. I'm grateful for my loved ones for calling me this name, waking up with me this morning, making me a breakfast. That's it. That's good enough.
You know, I want to come full circle. Definitely, I'm going to recommend our listeners engage in a gratitude meditation of sorts. It doesn't have to be anything extensive or complicated. Simply almost similar to a mantra or better yet, an affirmation, if you listeners want to look that up. And it's just basically repeating a sentence or stating a sentence, such as what Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn stated, I'm grateful for sight, or I'm grateful for hearing, or smell, or taste, or companionship, but expressing a gratitude. And I'm hearing Master Glenn say that is a good preparation for a review of the book, Better Person Mindset. So let's take that home as a takeaway, listeners, that's what we'll do. And I will engage with Master Glenn to, I know he's got a very, very busy schedule, so see if we can in the next 4 to 6 weeks have him back, and then I'll get the notices out in the blog and the emails to give at least a week or so notice that this is the date that we'll do this, and we'll just do that review. I know a lot of us, myself included, are going through things, and I'm going to come full circle, talk about cycle of this particular discourse with Master Glenn. We started out with winter is coming, and Master Glenn, I'm going through my things right now, and I'm sure I'll lean on you at some point personally about this. But it's a challenge right now, and so I hear you talk about gratefulness, and it just struck me in what I'm going through. I still have to find gratitude. I'm able to be on this radio right now. That in itself, I'm just grateful for that in you know what I'm dealing with personal and that kinds of thing. So I think there's an energy to be had with that to help me to get through this. And I would believe that would be the same for our listeners as well, for whatever they're going through, whether it's job or relationship, health, or whatever else it might be. And so in closing, Master Glenn, your thoughts on that?
Yes, yes. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, you're grateful for the radio station. For myself, I'm grateful for expressing something, some thought that I always believed in and sharing it with your listeners. And I would believe strongly that your listeners are grateful that they'll be able to listen to you.
Well, on that note, Master Glenn, I'm grateful for you, and I thank you for taking the time out to join us.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to talking with you again and seeing you in class. I'm going to be taking a class with you in the near future. I'm looking forward to that, your pranic healing course that Master Marilake is going to be engaging in. And so is there a website that you want to share with the listeners that they can get information about what you do at the center, Master Glenn? Master Glenn? Did we lose Master Glenn? We lost him. Well, I will share the website. Master Glenn has dropped, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get him back at this time. So I'm going to share the website, and the website is chronichealingusa.org, and you can Google that, Center for Pranic Healing. But it's chronichealingusa.org, and you'll be able to get a lot of information about some of the work that Master Glenn is doing, the full moon meditation, for example, that comes up every month. And I just encourage you to tune in to some of the work that he's doing. So we're not able to reconnect Master Glenn at this time, but we were closing down. Before we close down, I want to encourage everyone, regardless of what you're going through, and I sense that we, myself included, we're all going through something, some to greater degrees than others, but we're all going through something in this time and age, and there's a reason for that. And I have a belief, and I'm going to go on faith knowing that there's a benefit, because as we all go through something together, perhaps there is a bond that can be developed in a critical mass way that we can engage in to address whatever it is that we might be doing. And so one of the things I'm going to encourage us all to do is express gratitude, because we all are going through something, and we all have something to be grateful for. So let's focus on the positive. With that said, I just want to give a shout-out to the friends and family, to James Ingram. For those of you who don't know, 100 Ways, Just Once, you may remember him for. So I noticed on mainstream, which I have, you know, not a whole lot of respect for, because you're not guaranteed, nothing's guaranteed, but you're just not going to get full, real information. And they did not give James Ingram the respect I believe he deserved. Baby Come to Me, some of you may remember the duet that he did. I just want to, you know, give him some much due accolades for his body of work. And, you know, he happens to be an Aquarian himself. I say is because his spirit will forever go on with us. But Baby Come to Me was James Ingram and Patty Austin for us all old school folks who are still online. So maybe you just want to play, you know, go and Google and YouTube one of his songs. And just enjoy the energy, because as I always say, when you think about someone who's transitioned, you bring their energy. And we're not going to let James Ingram go without the respect that he deserves. I'm hearing a lot about this guy, and I'm not even going to mention the name. For those of you who see the series or know about the series Empire, he came out of the closet as gay and lesbian or whatever he is. And I understand that there was an assault on him, and I pray that he's well. But what I really did not care for so much was the amount of media attention that was given there versus so many other things that are going on in this society. And granted, that was a horrendous thing that's going on, but they dominated the entire news, and it's still going on with this incident. If they had given that much incident, this happened in Chicago, to the 600 individuals a couple of years ago through gang fighting that were killed, mainly African Americans, maybe there would have been something done about it. I think it's disgusting. And we can talk about this on a future show if you have some feedback in your opinion, pro or con, to what I say, because I keep it real. We can talk. But I think it's a bit disgusting when I see that kind of thing. And it just lets me know that we're being indoctrinated, folks. Be very, very careful. Be very careful. Don't get caught in the hype. I know old Sharpton had to jump up in it and talk about, and my homeboy, Steve Harvey, you know, jumped up all over it. But you know, I like to hear some talk about things that are going on that we need to improve on, especially for those who are disenfranchised in our society. And as an African American, I speak even more specifically to those in an African American plight. What about the increased unemployment rate that you don't hear about in the African American society, and all the so-called increase of employment? And thank you, Donald Trump. I heard what you said a month or three ago about the largest employment boost in the African American society. I give you a hit on that. But at the same time, dude, I need to see some more. I need to see you when you have these nutcases out here that have racist motives, these neo-Nazis. I need to see you step up and out against them more too, Mr. Trump. So I give you your accolades, where some won't give you a anything, but I believe you got to give a person credit where it's due. But you also got to hold them accountable too. I let the pendulum swing both ways. This ain't a MSNBC, and it's not a Fox News here. We keep it real and keep it live all around the circle. Now, with that said, back to Brother James Ingram. Baby Come to Me with Patty Austin, 100 Ways, Just Once. And like I said, go to YouTube and bring some of that energy down that he has to offer, because he's moved on. And I just found out he's a homeboy. He's from Akron, Ohio. And, of course, you all know, most of my listeners, I'm a Cleveland boy, born and bred. Shout out to all my Ohio and Cleveland folks out there. So with that said, love you. It's nothing you can do about it. And I ask that you tell your loved ones that you love them. Show it. You got to show it. But also let them know also. Sometimes they don't appreciate it, you know, when you just show it, believe it or not. But just let them know. Pick up the phone when this show is over and just let somebody know, you know, I love you. There's power in that. There's energy just in those three words. So with that said, I love you. And until next week, we'll be entering Black History Month. Although every month is Black History Month, we'll have some special programming for you that I can assure you of. And so you'll want to tune in and tell your friends and family and colleagues and neighbors to tune in to Progressive News Weekly. We can make a difference, folks. We will make a difference in 2019. In fact, I saw some I was out shopping and saw some food, and they still putting that that high fructose corn syrup and canola in food. So look on the label. If there's an 800 number, just give them a phone call and say, hey, look, I know about it. I'm aware. You don't have to purchase that. And you'll be surprised what kind of a difference you can make. So with that said, we're going to accent the positive going into 2019. God bless you. Love you. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. If you tuned in late, go to the archives to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and search for Daryl Clark's Progressive News Weekly. And you'll see my programs going all the way back several years. Enjoy. Peace and love.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing my attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the way.